So happy birthday, everyone. And you're probably thinking, Pastor, shouldn't that be Merry Christmas? Oh, wait, now you're thinking it is Jesus' birthday, so shouldn't you have said, Happy birthday, Jesus? Well, that would have fit Luke's nativity story that we had last night that described the events of the night when Jesus was born. But John's story doesn't talk about a birth at all. John doesn't talk about the Logos, the Word, as being born, but he talks about it as coming into the world. It's our birth that he talks about. He says, to all who received him, he gave power to become children of God who are born, not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. So, it's not Jesus' birth story. It's your birth story. So, happy birthday! And you're all getting a present. In Jesus, you're born of God, and you are a new creation. So, it's also a creation story. The story of how God was in the old creation at the beginning, the creation of the eternal now, today, and the new creation that's coming from God's word. And all three are being revealed all at once. And Jesus reveals in this new creation that he is light. And it's light that enables us to see what's really there, to see that new creation. And the old creation, and all of creation, and the creation yet to come. Most of the time, us in our creation now, the world, most of the time we wander around in darkness, wondering how God, if there is a God, could be letting the world stumble around, bumping into things that hurt and bruise, falling into holes, falling into traps, bumping into each other, and reacting in fear. John's Christmas story says that God doesn't leave us in the dark, but sends the light into the world so that we can see what God is doing and how God is acting in the world to save us and the creation. John proclaims that God is showing us in Jesus how to live in the light, how to live in God's plan and purpose, showing us what God's plan and purpose is by revealing in Christ the mystery of what God is up to. So why do we feel so much of the time like we're still in the dark? John says it's because we actively choose to stay in the dark, like Darth Vader. Like Darth Vader, we are attracted to the dark side, thinking that it will serve us better. We choose the dark. But like light that spills from a hallway into a dark room when you open the door, the light spills in. The dark doesn't spill out when you open that door. The light breaks in, whether you choose it or not. You can only choose dark by shutting the door, shutting out the light. Dark is passive. Light is active. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. It's kind of a duh statement. Dark doesn't extinguish light. It's not active. It's simply the absence of light. John says that the light coming into the world in the incarnation allows us to see the creation, the universe, our lives, from God's viewpoint. God created humans smart enough and strong enough to fix all the world's problems. But we don't. because we're stumbling around in the darkness of our own self-interest and tribal needs, things that invite us to choose and embrace the dark side. Jesus is the light that comes into our dark world so we can see God's real heart and God's real will. God's light comes into the world to enable us to see the creation from God's viewpoint, and it invites us to stand in his light. Jesus is God's grace revealed to us, grace that we saw not rejecting anyone, even when they rejected him. Jesus is God's truth, revealed to us, truth not as a proposition, but as the way the world actually is. God's truth is that no one is irredeemable. And Jesus is the embodiment of God's truth, that God is love. John's Christmas story is the story of God becoming human, taking on our lot in life, that we might live and love and struggle and die with hope. Jesus came so that we might become children of God, children who are not dominated by circumstances and all those circumstances in which we find ourselves, who are not defined by our limitations or our hurts, and whose destinies are not controlled by others. Rather, we are those individuals who know ourselves to be God's beloved children. Nice words. But we are not only spiritual beings, and all those lovely words need flesh, because we are also very human. Children born of humans, and as such, we allow certain elements of our life to dominate and define us. Things like our upbringing, our interests, our good experiences, and our bad ones. These things matter. They make us who we are. They're descriptively true of us. But too often, we allow them not just to describe parts of our lives, but to define us completely. We forget our true selves. Because what's more important than all the good or bad things we carry with us is that we are called to be God's beloved children, and God has called us into that. Called us as individuals who hold infinite worth in God's eyes, who deserve love and respect, and will be used by God to care for God's beloved world. I invite you to say aloud right now, I too am born a child of God, because that's what the incarnation means, that you are born a child of God. So, with me, please, I too am born a child of God. Jesus was born so that you could be reborn. Jesus came to do God's real will, to birth us, each and every one, as a child of God, to make us all children of God, newborn by the will of God. And for that we can say, thanks be to God. Happy birthday!